this black guy, I was asking what happened to BET because I thought he would know, right? He was like, they canceled it because somebody swiped a credit card on somebody else's ass, made her asshole bleed. This is the first I've heard of this. Oh, well, it must have been a black card.
Oh my God.
Excuse me. Must have been an African American Express.
Not a comic, just a fan.
No, that's cool. We appreciate audiences. It's always better that way.
For sure. Now that everything's opened up, I'm so enthusiastic to like go and see live comedy. And I'm like, why is the crowd so thin?
American Comedy Company seems to always have a crowd. They just don't give me stage time anymore.
I should have made love to you when I had the chance.
I used to get booked over there. Well, I have a couple times, but recently, not so much.
We have heard that like across the board from every comedian who doesn't work there.
Yeah, no, I even worked there for like less than a shift and I had to like leave early because I felt so uncomfortable. I was like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong and I'm not even doing anything wrong. I'm not going to stick around and wait till I fuck up. I just left. I told them I was leaving, but.
So I have a friend,
Jessica,
who kind of like showed me the areas to like go and watch comedy.
Who?
Jessica.
The comic.
I don't think I know who that is.
Yeah. And so I really got the opportunity to see all these places like in the perspective of an audience member where he's having a very different experience as a comic, right? And so I finally got to go to American Comedy Company and I saw Dave Attell and then I saw Madison Sinclair and Sarah RW open, which was amazing because I love her. And I was like, this is such a cool place to see comedy. But like every time I mentioned it, people like comics are like, oh, but the, you know, the management there is so toxic and like da 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 da. And I'm like, how do they get people to their open mics, I wonder?
They just have a lot of money to spend on marketing.
My favorite place is always the Comedy Store. Like, have you done their open mic?
I have once. They don't really make it as special as the shows and that kind of bothers me. The lights are on and it's just not like the same.
Look, you know how important this is to me. And when that special moment happens, I want it to be perfect.
I'll for sure go back there, but like they could like at least turn off the lights.
That's such a good point. Yeah, I've heard that comment before, which is funny because I don't really realize it. Sometimes I'll stay for the friends and family portion of the show. It is a different feel totally. I don't think that the audience is aware of it until the friends and family portion goes up because I like watching the open mic there. There's just a lot of empty seats and that sucks.
They also don't market open mics for obvious reasons. Like there's, you know, a lot of people who go to open mics and I'm like, why are you here? Are you just like wasting people's time or are you just need attention, you know? So what exactly happened between you and that comic? You were going to go to Madhouse?
So I was leaving Dave Attell and I was walking to the parking garage and, you know, there's someone barking for the shows at Madhouse and he had flyers. I think he was holding something. I don't know. So I was waiting to cross the crosswalk and there was another two gals who were like waiting to do the same. And she was like, oh, do you guys do open mics? And he's like, yeah, come in. You could sign up anytime. I don't know. He kind of was a little bit out of it. So maybe he was like drunk or stoned or something. I don't know. And she's like, no, we just want to watch. We're not comedians. We just want to watch. We love watching comedy. And I was just like, oh, like my heart just like bloomed, right? Because I was like, yes, these are my people. You know, there's more of me out there. And because she specifically asked for the open mic and he was like, oh, no. Yeah, open mics. I don't know. He was just so out of it. And then the crosswalk light changed. And he was like, you have to cross now.
You were like, I'm trying to come support what you're doing here. Like, I'm really good with the short term interactions, not like sustainable relationships or anything. But that's good for barking and that kind of thing. But some like I was last night I went to Madhouse and one of my really good friends, I saw him and his girlfriend there. And he wanted to get up sooner on the open mic and they gave him a stack of flyers and I was like, I'll go bark with you because I wanted to promote my show. So but like the way that he was like interacting with people was like he was really like trying to establish some kind of like relationship with every single person he talked to. And I'm like, no, you just have to give them the flyer and let them decide. And you like give out a bunch of flyers. Like that's the whole, you don't just sit there and like have a 30-minute conversation with every single person who might come.
Right. But certainly if they ask you a question, like give them relevant information, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But like you kind of just like people have already decided within the first couple seconds if they're going to come.
Or if they're even interested. Yeah. It's like, there's like that Mitch Hedberg joke, like passing out flyers is like telling them, here, you throw this away. It's just like,
yeah. I'm like, here, wipe your ass with this.
Yeah.
I made my flyers look prettier than the Madhouse ones.
That's a game changer. There are some shows that I want to like share about, but I can't bring myself to share an ugly flyer. So I'll remake the flyer and send it to the person who does it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I'm like that too. Like I'll be booked on a show and I'm like, I can't actually use this.
There's just so many ugly flyers out there. I actually like your website.
Oh, that I'm working on like a new one that's like way better. That was just a really easy, simple thing.
Yeah, even that though, I appreciate it. I'm like, some of the, you just tell it that there's a bunch of dudes trying to run some of this stuff. And it's just like,
oh my God, it's so disorganized.
Totally.
No, Madhouse has like this weird, like they try to make it not sexist, but in doing that, like it's kind of sexist. Like they always put the girls up first at the open mic. Like girls don't even have to sign up like at all. The owner told me, he was like, yeah, if you ever want to get on the mic, just send me a message and I will make sure that you get up like first. I was like, yeah, it's like priority treatment, but you also have everyone in charge here like a man.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And it's weird too, like Madhouse, because like the whole dynamic changed because the other manager got fired. But like whoever is booking the shows now is like the same exact thing. Like, it's the same, like, oh, I'll book you if you book me on your show, and it doesn't necessarily promote talent on the show.
Yeah, so that is something that I'm kind of glad I had the behind the scenes to see that, like, a lot of these shows, people get booked because of who they know or how long they've been doing it. Not that they're necessarily funny to watch, you know, not necessarily that they're pleasing to a crowd, or even interesting. And I think that that's kind of been my frustration because I'm like, how am I seeing this person for, you know, the fifth time this week? And they're on these shows, whatever, getting booked at the breweries or whatever. And I'm just like, but they're not even that funny. Like, I've never laughed at one of their jokes.
But it gets to their ego. They're like, oh, I'm so funny. I'm getting booked on all these shows. I'm funnier than, it's like, no, dude, you just make like these strategic, like politic.
Yeah. And it's a bummer because then that's kind of like a bad show for the audience. And especially if they're being put as a headliner or whatever, it's like put like your most skilled like people, like, yeah, this isn't, you know, rocket science or whatever, but you know what a good show is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I was like, you know what? I want to do my own thing and fuck the politics. Like, I'm not going to go into it. Like, hey, what can you do for me if I put you on my show? Like, I just want to book people who are funny. I want to put on an amazing show. And, like, I want everybody to have a good time. There is a certain, like aspect of, like, character. Like, if I think that you're an asshole, like, I'm not going to book you on your show, even if I think you're funny, because, like, I don't want that vibe to, like, be anywhere near my show. Everyone who's on my show, like, I picked them all, and they're all really funny people, and I wasn't like, hey, can you do something for me after? Like, I just want to make a good show.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what I want to do with my Instagram account, right? Like, I don't want to, like, promote just people just to for the sake of promoting. Like, I want to put people on there who are really funny, who I find a lot of joy in talking to or just watching. And I, when I first came up with the idea, I was telling my friend about it, and I was like, I really want to, like, make it, like, a thing where people in San Diego are like, this is where you go to for, like, good comedy. And he's like, you're going to have a lot of people hating you. Like, a lot of comics are going to hate you.
No, the hate away. Like, we need that. We need, like, an unbiased opinion from somebody who's not a comic. Like, that's what sucks about San Diego comedy, is, like, in LA, in New York, when I, like, talk to those comics, like, they have managers, and those managers deal with the whole political stuff.
Right. Yeah.
When you have bookers who are, like, also, I never wanted to be a booker, first of all. But I also don't try to, like, use that. Like, people still treat me like shit. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't know if that's ever going to change. But, like, I do understand the whole thing of, like, I know that it is giving me opportunity to get booked. I'm not stupid.
I'm not a comic. I don't have any political agenda to push with who goes on and who gets what shows. Like, I just really want to have a good time. I'm not committed to not liking or disliking anybody.
That's exactly what we need, is a non-biased opinion. Because I think that I'm not biased, but, like, I have biases. I have people that I don't like, and it doesn't have to do with their comedy. But, like, it would be so cool if someone like you was a booker, because, like, you don't have, like, those emotional ties to anything except for the content.
So what and this is, like, down the line, by the way, but I do have, and I have a space in mind for actually opening up a room.
You should. Absolutely. Like, I would love to be a part of that, like, attend at least. Yeah.
It's this really cute place in North County. It's in Vista, and it's really cool inside, and it's set up perfect for comedy. Like, oh my God. And especially at nighttime, it's dark, and they have, like, neon lights. It's just gorgeous. Aesthetics are kind of important to me as, like, an artist. So I want to open up a room, and I want it to be, like, just, like, the most, like, kind of seasoned, I guess, type of comics in San Diego, but I also want to open it up for open mic.
And then that's how you can pick the people for your shows. Like, if you go to the open, like, that's what bothers me too. It's like, if you own a venue and you have an open mic and you're not scouting talent at that open mic, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yes, exactly.
The end. I'm getting really tired of fucking editing, dude. Not doing anything for me. But I hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll probably continue to do it because I like to complain about things, and I'm good at it.